targeting me. Like they tried in prison. Trying to put a hologram behind me, pull a string. No such thing fucking happened. They tried to target me in prison to force me to be somebody that they forced to do things to soldiers that I would never do. And you can't say you're forced. I don't even grow up like you. I'm not gang affiliated at all. I'm not a criminal. I'm not a gang member, drug dealer, prostitute, or human trafficker. You don't target me. You don't scare me. I'm going to send this podcast to Nancy Grace and tell them how you took advantage of Aphrodite Young. And I'll press charges on every single fucking one of you. For my daughter. For my daughter. And you don't get to disgrace me. You don't exploit me. Anything about me. And then play victim. Victimize a victim. Play victim. Any of your shows that Bexar County's been on, which victim did you kill to play victim in your own people? Which soldier did you kill to play victim in your own people? All the shit and trash you believe in, you're fucking so sick in the fucking head. None of your shit is worth anything anymore. There's no hologram. Pull their string. You're fucking so dumb. You scare nobody with nothing. You scare no one with nothing. You know what I know? I know what the Roises should look like when fighting for their child. Because they're so innocent. I know what they should look like. I know what their crack whore prostitute murderer of their child looks like. The bitch isn't special. I know what the Roises should look like when they stand up fighting for their child. I've looked at all the interviews. I've looked at everything, and I know because I've known the news and I've known the tea. I've known everything my whole life and what families look like when fighting for their kids. And what you do from TDCJ that's so disgraceful because the bitch who murdered their child will grope any dick with her mouth. Go put it on YouTube, blowing your brother in blue. From Bexar County there. Then no military ever gives a fuck about your trashy ass Mexican shit. You know, the people that go to prison for claiming to do that. Mexican gang members get life in prison. So I told the Roises it's ineffective counsel. Because a bitch and all their trashy ass people don't ever tell the truth of the trashy shit they claim and believe in. The trashy cops, corrections, and attorneys they sleep with, they're fucking lowlife. You wish you go, you know what's proof, what's embarrassing? Go to Rick's Cabaret. That once was Centerfold, that once was Penthouse. They have nothing but little Mexican skulls in there, like Mexican gang member, Brujai, or whatever the fuck they call it. All their shit in there. That's what it's turned into. That's what it's turned into. That's where they're from. That's what they are. You know, I'm gonna write Nancy Grace. I'm talking to my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I could put all of you in prison. Nothing to do with your Mexican shit. White prostitute. There's more prostitutes probably whole gang. 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 of them. Crack whore, dyke. All in prison. I have the police reports, the protection orders, the breach of contract. Your gossip, your exploitation, your lies, the investigation, check my dog tags, don't touch me, never saw again.
You're good. You want a receipt?
No. A few conversations had, what it leads to, what you say, what you are, and you're never going to be famous. Threatening a child that you do, you're a fucking gang member prostitute. You can't even act innocent. Bitch, you're so fucking ugly. And what the fuck Bexar County was ordered to try to do? I'll put your cops in jail, your deputies in jail. Gossiping and exploiting to kill military and families who's died. You know you will fucking look stupid. How many kids have almost been raped, exploited, and kidnapped? Mothers murdered, soldiers killed, veterans killed. How many resources? How many vehicles? How many security agencies? How bad you wanted to kill, claiming I'm such a threat to society and I was at home on MySpace. You're not famous. I'm not your race. I'm not your race. I'm not a gang member. There are prostitutes of different races. Nobody was scared of them. So for a week. So everything you've done, you base it on gossip. People who gossip. I've seen somebody. They didn't know. For a week. Either no conversation, one question, two conversations. How do you transfer Hep C? A crack pipe that can't threaten me or my daughter and ask somebody if they want to smoke crack with them. And the answer is fuck no. Still dog tags, still DD214s, still military files, social security numbers, and I'll get caught stealing identity all over the internet. Crackheads using Facebook, MySpace, PQ, thinking they have a crackhead movement to kill a veteran mother, and it all got turned into identitytheft.org. It got reported to Credit Karma. It got reported to Cyberlink. And you're still trying to act like you're somebody. Police report, protection notice, breach of contract. You were never meant to be somebody and you teach no lessons. They wouldn't even want to put you on camera. You're so fucking ugly. They wouldn't want to do your background on how you fuck prostitutes, whether you record it on video and you watch it as a Bexar County deputy or as a cop. What gang members, your prostitutes you fuck before you work off, how your cousin got fired and how you yourself should be fired. How you were barely a cop, now you're barely a security guard lying to Texas Workforce Commission. And how I'm not the one to fuck with because I'm a security guard, a veteran, a mother, a paralegal, and I'm trained civil affairs with PSYOPs and they're all around the world. So you can't act like I'm dumb. You can't act like I'm stupid. How you manipulate the mind of a innocent Navy veteran's child and they tell him homicide was taken off the table. And it leads him to seclude his granddaughter from his veteran mom who died of a broken heart. Who needed a sitter while his wife is claiming that she's a nurse. And then how everything gets covered up because I finally asked my daughter, what did they tell you the charges were? She said, failed to stop in a wrongful conviction. You're so pathetic. How I know more and I know more and I'm not a manipulator and I know more like of Rape Crisis Center, Healthy Minds for Heroes Center for Healthcare Services. You know, Center for Diseases, Wounded Warrior Project. You know, Veteran Women of San Antonio. You know, the Autism Foundation. Paralegal Foundation. You know, Getting Ready for American Military University. How I've worked for Securitas Security, Allied Universal, SOA Security, Vet Security America, Guard Texas. You know, Act Security. You know, R&D Security. You know, I don't have to shut up. When all you had to do is an investigation for police reports, protection orders, and a breach of contract. Crack whores and crackheads go to fucking prison and the world is a better place. Because when you live in my world, you all get fucking reported when you're worthless. How I never came from a family of affiliated people with any kind of criminal activity. How I'm not a criminal at all. How you would never be wanted in my family as a crack pipe dyke. How by saying crack pipe dyke ricochets to multiple victims who don't want you in their family either. Then it ricochets you to your mommy and daddy. How some of you grow up saying mommy and daddy and become Bexar County cops. You cannot do anything to me. You have no rights. You don't tell me what the fuck to do, and I don't care about your race, your religion, your sexual orientation, your fucking heritage. Because it's funny how you claim you have so much, but you are so little. You represent nothing when you take advantage of the military. Veterans, soldiers, children, families, for flying crack whore, so everything has been recorded, reverts all the way back to the beginning. Recorded phone calls are checked, and nothing that's happened that you claim means nothing. Target my head again, because you don't take my experiences, my life. They're kind of jail, go to jail. You mean nothing to me. They're kind of sheriff's warrant, go to jail. You mean nothing to me. You mean nothing to many of the dead, where you've been posted on the internet for years trying to kill people. You mean nothing to me. Quit targeting on my head. Your crackheads, your race means nothing to me. And I could still sue you. Because act like any veteran that could sue you, but you can make them say that they want to be Mexican or give a fuck about your heritage of any race because you try to kill every race. Is that how you feel justified every time? Because I can find out the statistics on how many times you tried to kill, what years, check what soldiers or what innocent victims were in prison, and then link all certain murders, sex trafficking to you, and then how fake you look when it's time to get up for fiesta. You know, I don't give a fuck. There shouldn't be anything targeted on my head. I'm not a criminal. Mexican gang members mean nothing to me, and that's not even relevant because my daughter's black and white. So, I mean, I left with black girls and white girls in prison. It doesn't matter because in the army, I had a black and white child. It doesn't matter because I'm not gay. Quit trying to target someone to shame them when you only shame yourself. How many years has it been that you don't fucking matter? You try to make it seem like I don't. Hold on, wait, you try to make it seem like so many kids don't. How so many mothers don't. So many soldiers don't. So many veterans don't. And exploit them on and act like you have me targeted to believe what you believe in and go with what you go with to understand what you do, and I never will. What makes you the most deviated shit in the world because you own no government facility to be able to do that, and the fact that they have you look so fucking stupid. That dates back every time you've done it. Every soldier you've killed. Every family you've taken advantage of, and every children you sex trafficking, raped, or set up for Mexicans in Mexico. And that's the dirtiest kind of rape in the fucking world from people who facilitate, who've never really been raped in their whole fucking life, but hate to hear the voice of a rape victim. You motherfucker, don't make me say people are going to learn their lesson. And that Hernandez's don't mean shit to me either way. You can't know me, stalk me at all. Neither can Mexico. I'm not a hood rat, nor do I talk to them. But you help them set up the rape of normal people. You're so fucking dirty. You're dirty. And when you're talking, no matter what home you come from, you're still dirty. You're dirty, bitch. My daughter's friend almost got kidnapped. I can't imagine, you dirty bitch. My ex-boyfriend's daughter could have got kidnapped, you dirty bitch. You can't act like that San Antonio way, you dirty bitch. I'm not a hood rat, never have been one, you dirty bitch. Bear County don't mean shit to me. Bear County Sheriff's Department, Bear County Jail. You don't run shit in this whole fucking world to every city in this fucking state, you dirty bitch. You're sending up people from Laredo. You're sending up people from Nigeria. You're sending up people from India. You're sending up Asian people, white people. When you thought you were having fun because you thought you were gonna play government games, and I ruined every fucking thing. You don't get bath salt news stories from the fucking military, you fucking stupid. Are you fucking stupid? What goes on in your sick mind when you get a pole shoved up your ass to go fuck a prostitute that you lay on that fucks a retarded kid in a wheelchair who's 2 years old in the mine, and you think you want to kill soldiers with bath salt? Where the fuck did you get a news story like that? Where has that ever happened to soldiers when you're helping the government kill? There's no targeting me. Because some fucking trashy cop tried to give me gas money. Wrote Allied Universal for sexual trauma. Wrote TOPS too. Top Private Security. Giving somebody gas money doesn't lead to you trying to manipulate conversation to offer them lunch and then try to grope them or touch them or ask them for a picture of their breasts and they say no. And the government is a target to act so expensive You're so shut the fuck up, you dumb fuck. You dumb fucking loser. I don't have to worry about asking to borrow money from somebody who claims to be a friend, but when they claim to be a friend, they ask for a trade, and I don't need a trade from you. Allied paid me. So you're the cheap slut. Cheap trash. Quit targeting me. These people don't mean shit. You're going to lose your fucking job. Lose your fucking job. Lose your job. Lose your job. Take your cheap trash with you. All police reports, protection orders, and breach of contract. Fucking touch me. You scare no one. You scare no one. You scare no one. Take your cheap gas money and go fuck your daughter. Don't ever ask me for shit. You asked me for a picture of my breast, and I said, fuck no. And they know what the government does when you say no to them, but I didn't know they were going to ask, so I don't need to be your friend. Long gone, dead and gone. Erased from memory. Erased, dead and gone. That goes for every other girl in the state of Texas who doesn't have to put up with your shit. You can't fucking touch me. And the way Texas is set up, you can't expect the government to try to force someone or give something to force someone to be attracted to you for sex. When you're not even attractive. Don't try to be a government facility that feels sorry for Bexar County, because nobody does. No children do. No mothers do. No mothers I know. No soldiers, no veterans. In the life of man, you've never known one. You don't know me. Because, you know, in per every psychology book and every psychologist, you're a rapist. Not even the Oklahoma cop had an excuse. Not even the Oklahoma cop. And trust me, you look no better. He looks no worse. You look no anything. There's no look to look. Go to prison. These people are worthless. It's attempted murder and murder of a child. Go to prison the rest of your life, and I can get different kind of witnesses. Go to prison the rest of your life trying to make a point where there's no point to make for ugly, disgusting fucking people. You just go be where you be. Go to the corner with your fucking ugly wife. Don't ever fucking contact me. Easy story. I would never think of you. My ex-boyfriend's a veteran. I have all my life documented. Trust me, we're never thought of. You don't give advice. You don't give anything. You don't talk to me. I know perfect people. When I know perfect people, you don't matter. You never did. In my case, don't matter to you because you never be asked. I don't target. The target makes sound like it's targeted for you to need be needed or known anything when I'm somebody capable of doing it all by myself. Because I come from people capable of doing everything all by themselves. You are fucking trash. You weren't worth a name. All my friends are veterans. Nothing you do to people to try to force human trafficking embarrasses me, embarrasses you. And I'm going to send it to more people who are qualified to know that you should deserve to be in prison for the rest of your life. You're no better than the 20 cops who went to prison all at once from one investigator female. You weren't an investigator, you were just a lowlife who can't even be trusted to be a friend. Wouldn't even want you as a friend. That name is so degrading on you. From people like me. And if Child Protective Services knew what happened in the phone call and what happened at work, you know, rather my counselor I talked to, you would be so disgraceful to anything they represent. So targeting on my head. When they couldn't kill me, follow me, stalk me. Follow me home, force me to lose and drop my ID, my license, and everything at Guard Texas at a medical building and pull me over. Then they couldn't force me to be murdered on parole and in custody court. They're still targeting on my head like they scare me with some criminals that in the audio of people I don't even know. Just send out information, give them my phone number, my Facebook, and all this shit they can never do from the beginning, like beginning with the crack whores. You scare nobody, you'll go to prison the rest of your life. Well, you seem obsessed with me. You seem obsessed with me. That can be proven on recorded phone calls. You seem obsessed with gossip. Because you don't have any pride, motherfucker, to act like you gotta even fucking know me. You don't have any pride, motherfucker, to ever think you gotta threaten my daughter. You ain't got no pride, bitch, or fucking human centipede boys in blue. That's what the fuck you are. You have no pride, bitch. I don't get targeted. I'm not worried. I don't talk to a trashy, raunchy-ass criminal. That's what you try to do to facilitate to set up soldiers, and you send them to their Facebook. You send them to their Facebook. I have other mothers, other witnesses, other examples, other children. You send them to kidnap. I have other examples, and single dads, and soldiers, and veterans, and everything I've been through. Because I've lived a long life, and you can't fuck with me on either side. No matter who I end up around, being around a veteran, and an American genie, any resource, anything, any job, anything, get the fuck off my Facebook. The fuck out of my phone. Don't give out my fucking number. You don't scare nobody with shit. You have no point to prove, bitch, for a bunch of people who deep throat dick. Who deep throat dick. That you set up the trafficking of fucking kids. You have nothing you represent, bitch. You're a fucking human centipede. Boys in blue mean nothing to the boys and girls in blue. That are human centipedes. From fucking Bear County. You represent nothing. You scare from another non-government facility. Making an example for shit. Because act like you want to add to that example, bitch. So your background check can be sent out too. Ever fucking autistic child can get 200 years. Ever fucking human trafficker ever rape people your whole life and get 200 years. Ever human trafficker get 400 years. Because that's all you too, motherfucker. Don't act like you're famous somewhere. Act like you're something, motherfucker, from a government facility. You ain't got no examples to make for Bear County. They're not an example to anyone because no other city is fucking Mexico. And I'm not even associated with those kinds of people to have ever fucked with my sleep. You don't fucking bother me for your bullshit. I'm not associated with criminals thinking you target me to seem paranoid. Loud noise on my head. Like it's that of somebody I would never even waste my time, a day, or a second in my life to speak to. That's you, bitch. Go to prison. I have the rape crisis and I have everyone. Go to prison setting up the rape of fucking kids. Go to prison. Loud noise on my hand. Embarrassing like a hood rat. I'm not a hood rat. I don't even talk to those kinds of people. They're rapists. Cops are rapists. Their criminals are rapists. Prolonged targeting for how long, bitch? Go to prison. Go to prison. How hard is it? Go to prison. Go to prison, hood rat. I don't talk to those kinds of people. Go to prison, hood rat. Hood rat. Fucking rat. Go to prison, Elizabeth. Go to prison, fucking trashy cop. Go to prison. Prison. Eat shit in prison. Eat shit in prison. I had an ex-boyfriend. We're still best friends. Eat shit in prison. Act like his race matters. That you have something to say about his race. To somebody like me, you want to kill him. My kind of family. Because the race of my ex-boyfriend is a problem. In Bear County because he's black. And I have all the proof of that. Eat shit in prison, motherfucker. Act like you got a struggle, son of a bitch. For every fucking hood rat. Like they don't set up the fucking rape of kids and do the dirtiest things. They'll finger your kids. They'll touch your kids. You know, look at the Salem 4. I did it by myself. I did it by working my tail off. All of them from Bear County? Minus one. Are all the dirtiest shit to live this world? That with hepatitis C, they'll put it in your food. They'll put their blood in your coffee. They'll threaten to rape you and make you eat their vagina. They'll rely on corrections to try to force you gay for sex. They'll threaten to try to say how much does it cost to try to think they force somebody gay or kill them. To try to think they'll force you to cut off all your hair to force you gay or like them. Who get the fuck gets in for their fucking ratchet trash and should be in prison the rest of their life? Not a fucking soul I wouldn't get him from Bexar County a damn mile. I'm not from Bexar County. I don't speak Spanish. But you know, that doesn't matter. My uncle did. And he's dead. What? Who gives a fuck about your hood rats, bitch? Who gives a fuck about your hood rats, bitch? I got you put my daughter's life in danger, bitch. They don't control my custody, bitch. And I haven't seen my daughter yet, bitch. That's a fucking lawsuit. Those are fucking charges. Charges. Not exploitation of my child, so you trashy ass people can exploit a child for hood rats. They're exploiting children for hood rats. Crack whores. Prostitutes. Act like you're special, motherfucker. I don't need your fucking permission to get an attorney to fight my case. I don't need your permission to breathe. Quit targeting me. From the government, they own no one. You don't scare anyone, bitch. How scary when I get the right people together, you lose your fucking job.
I gave him an out every single day. He went to my colonoscopy.
Let me write Planned Parenthood.
I rejected him.
That you set up the rape of people's children for prostitutes in prison.
He was the one for me.
Children. To be raped. To be raped. Who can be impregnated? In a state where they don't want abortion. But you helped set up rape of kids. With TDC. You set up the rape of an autistic woman that I know. Her children, she don't even know it. And I know her baby dad's best friend. And you couldn't do that to me, to him, to us. I know everything. You can do that to my friend. You can do it to another mother. You can do it to any of our children. But, and you're trying to have me targeted to be killed because you think you have a point to prove and you have none. And so always these trashy crackheads who do it every time. Inaccessible to Bexar County and in Bexar County jail. Setting up the rape of kids who can be impregnated and raped and raped and raped. You're fucking lowlife. Act like I babble. I don't babble because I can prove it. I don't talk about somebody unless I know them. I don't bring up certain things unless I can prove it. I don't exploit my friends. I expose what you did to them. You can't target my loyalty. I have loyalty to my people. You're not worth it. Claiming what you are, you can't even claim it on YouTube to claim worth even being a uniform. People will laugh at you, mocking you. You would be disgraced as a fucking cop. You'd be disgraced as a correction officer, and you'd be disgraced as an attorney. I will write Planned Parenthood. You know, once upon a time, I had an abortion there. But I'm a different kind of person. You don't take advantage of certain people. You're such a disgrace, the way that you manipulate and try to turn around facts and then manipulate again, that you are so disgraceful. So many people are so disgraceful now. Targeting my head? Go back to NASA. Talking about they don't get money in the state no more? You never got money. You weren't going to get money from a veteran mom. Me and Walter will write a statement. You weren't going to get money from a veteran mom. Statewide protection orders filed in the court prove that. You weren't going to get money for my child's benefits. You weren't going to get her tooth filling. That's how fucking stupid they are. I don't need your association or your friendship, bitch. I don't need yours either, correction. Trashy portion of cops and attorney. The trashy portion. You can't have the fillings in any kid's teeth. Can you imagine these people walking around so jealous that your kids just walked out the dinner? Stalking your kids who just walked out the dentist, jealous and crying that mommy and daddy won't buy them teeth. Jealous that you're on the internet posting that you go to Six Flags with your kids, Alex will press charges. Jealous that me and Alex have memories with Roxanne, Kayla, and Kalissa. jealous of every fucking thing. Jealous. Jealous. Jealous of Sergeant Escobar. Jealous. Jealous of any sergeant I've known. Jealous of our friendships. Jealous of soldiers. No access to anybody's Facebook, though they'll go stalk them all because they're jealous, even when court-ordered, notarized, statewide protection orders are sent out. Got my dog tags, never seen again. Remember, my ex-boyfriend's a veteran. Mexicans fucking don't scare anybody. Quit trying to act like you entice them to something they do or they know or they think of or they're interested in by targeting my head with some random ass audio, some random ass this, some random ass. You scare absolutely fucking no one. Nothing's interesting because nothing's real. It's not Maria. Oh my God, they're gonna go all have human centipede sex and then jump in a bowl full of skulls. Whoa. Get off my head. Because there's nothing about you. Everybody I know is military. I'm going to send this every part of town so they know who was targeted there. So that there will never be a Mexican that can look at somebody of any race and say, I can take that off of you. Because you can't take shit off of me. Nobody wants to hear about your magical transfer of diseases, sex. How you take advantage, how you get comfortable, how you think when you're getting comfortable that you're wanted. How you think in getting comfortable you're wanted, but you're not getting comfortable, you're trying to get uncomfortable to manipulate and take advantage of that you thought you could take advantage of before. See, when 20 meds don't work, they want to try to put you on drugs, force you on drugs, and you wish you were strong, powerful, beautiful, smart. I've seen Dateline. These are raunchy-ass, 100-pound people who think they threaten you. Go overdose and get the fuck out of this world. Target like you mock like I get a lawyer. You control lawyers? They're just trying to cover up for crackheads. Nobody gives a fuck when a prostitute after a prostitute after a prostitute after a dyke prostitute after a prostitute goes to jail for the rest of their life. After a gang member prostitute. Nobody protects them to set up the fucking of kids. You wish you could tell them to grow up, bitch. You're going to be fucking ruined. They're going to end up in prison for the rest of their life. Bitch, you're going to shut the fuck up all the way the fuck up one day. You're going to be inaccessible to society. You're going to go to prison and die there. And people are going to fight their case now, fucking bitch. When the Ruizes go to court again, who do you think's going to be there? And I'll get more soldiers. Because his family works for the government. And you're just a dick-sucking whore. From trashy-ass San Antonio. You scare no one. You humiliate no one. You intimidate no one. You're nothing from nothing. That's the way you're built. That's the way you'll die. Mexico is trashy. I'm from America. You try to fucking kill American soldiers. It doesn't go away. Leave me the fuck alone. You won't even disgrace my daughter having worn an American soldier uniform. That's how disgusting and trashy you are. Act like you have an ultimate sacrifice. What they're targeting. You wish they're fucking so stupid. They're barely in uniform. People knew the truth about them. You're barely in a fucking uniform. To even... You fucking bother my life. I don't need it. Yeah, I don't need nothing enticing about Bexar County to approach Mike. I come from a conservative county. You wish you could say conservative for Bexar County. You wish many people can now because you're trying to cover for crack whores who threatened a child. You don't target me for no Judge Arteaga, for no Charles Tabbitt, for no fucking Paul Elizondo Tower. For no fucking parole officers, for no fucking custody court, for no fucking Mexicans, for no fucking crackheads, and you wish it was true because it's a government. None of you are fucking special. They're so disgraceful to be seen in person. I have the before, during, and after of attempted murder, not even corrections. You're so fucking disgusting. What? It's over. It's been over. I don't turn into a gang member. Bitch, you don't fuck. We're from Lubbock, Texas. I hope your fucking your people get worse. Neither's my daughter. Bitch. Or a prostitute. Neither do I, bitch. I'm a security guard. Is that right, Topps Private Security? Is that right? Is that right? What? Shut the fuck up. Trying to target nothing. Nothing is real. Get the fuck away from me. You people wish you did. I talked to my cousin. I have a character wanting to save me from a military prison. When all you lowlifes think you can claim even fucking a lowlife. That they're in a military prison so obsessed with the government. That's how obsessed they are with everything. You're obsessed with everything. Everything. You're the only city. Obsessed. Try to do a human trafficking campaign so I can laugh. Do one. Do one. When you're the ones that start everything, do one. Put it on publicly. I can tell the men's side, too. The men's side of the prison, they got targeted because of so-called crack whores. To set up my murder, my suicide. Lying in my case. Tell them. Say it. Put it on the internet. Start one. What? You don't get to know me. Because now I'm at the end, what they thought you started at the beginning, and you aren't owed attention again. You're not owed money. You're not owed life. You're not owed friendship. You're not owed associations. You're not owed, you would never have an association to my daughter. Get life in prison. Like the Ruizes, you're not you're not wanted in association to theirs. That's how stupid you are. What? What? You're lying. There's no fucking witchcraft you do. Voodoo you do. We know the truth, you stupid bitch. We're from the military. There's no mind in. You dumbass. Everybody from the military would laugh at you. Crackhead fucking group of criminals. Everybody will laugh at you for the life of a man. They will laugh at everything you are. Because that's their movement every time. Crackheads. Or are you going to go to her? Oh, yeah, they do it. They had a public apology on the internet and they erase it. Cops getting caught doing their stupid shit. You're stupid. You're dumb. What? What? Your recorded threats were recorded and reported to the cops. Recorded everyone. Reported everything. I don't have to lie, you dumb bitch. You're so ugly, you couldn't even prove it, and I can prove it with everything. And I have witnesses I've known from prison. White girls. Black girls. I can find more. You look stupid to everyone. Thinking you can do witchcraft and you're a witch. Stick a broom up your ass, come out your fucking mouth, bitch. Think you set up black kids to be raped. Veteran families threatened to rape. You wish, you stupid, sick bitch. My ex-boyfriend's a veteran. Go to jail, cops. What? Yeah, right. That dumb bitch didn't have a conversation. You sat there like a dummy bitch. Nothing about you's true. Or corrections. Go to jail. Nothing is true. And I already told the veteran housing, the last house I was in is going to be posted. It's all on camera. You'll go to prison, motherfucker. Trying to use any veteran housing. They're a real estate agency. Let me write them, too. Let me write real estate associations for them. Because they know everything. All real estate associations for veteran. Let me write it. You stupid, dumb bitch. You wish you were something strong and powerful and smart and beautiful. You look stupid in public. All of them do. All of them. Yeah, right. You're stupid looking. I'm writing child protective service. I'm a security. I don't look embarrassing to be seen in public. Get the fuck off my Facebook, you jealous bitch. They get jealous. There's no bitches. I'm not a criminal. And when you say bitches, nobody's scared. You go to jail, you fat slob. Fucking raunchy ass crack dyke. Crack mouth, fucking diseased mouth, heroin addict, junkie, dripping Hep C. Rotten mouth, bulimic, heroin addict, put a tampon in your ass, saying poker butt, prostitute. Raunchy ass gang member, prostitute, gang member, sucking and groping everybody's dick with their mouth and fucking every dyke and psych. Sloppy ass, overweight, pathetic, fucking gross. Gross people. Stick to your people. Nobody wants them. Nobody wants them. You go to prison. Yeah, right. Ha ha. I never fucking been gang affiliated in my life. Get the fuck off my head. Nobody cares if you are. You are. You live at home with mommy and daddy with Backpage baby. They're not gang affiliated. They're raunchy rock mouth people who think they affiliate to somebody in prison because they're codependent. They have nobody who wants them at home. You're raunchy. And you're trash to try to kill a military house in a raunchy. And I have the before, during, and after in the fake name. The pictures. What you think you look like after thinking you set up murder with cops? I'm a veteran mom. Yeah, right. What? What? Their exaggeration of voice to skull harassment so pathetic and funny. You should just suck dick for money. I have family in the military. You couldn't explain yourself to anybody with family in the military a day in your life. A day in your life. And I never knew this person a few months. And you control no one's money, no one's daughter, no one's anything. They lie about everything. Like they're so loved and wanted. Absolutely nobody wants them. Ricochet all the way back to her, to that, and then back to your fucking mommy and daddy. You stupid bitch. They're all crack prostitutes. They set up the rape of your kids with every time. Every time their career criminal record. Yeah, right. You wish you could say ugly and expensive? Shut the fuck up, you dumb bitch. From a government trying to make them sound like they could say anything. Ugly and expensive? You don't get money. Attempted murder. Attempted murder, because you don't get VA benefits. You don't get money. You don't get attention. You don't get attention from no Honda, Odega, no MSN. These trash crackheads think they got attention checked everything. You got no attention. You don't even have access to a computer unless you ask your mommy. Ask your mommy to use your Backpage sister's room. Get the fuck out of life because you have no connections with anybody that matters. They've all been turned in. Years ago. I've lived life perfectly and I have it all documented. You were meant to bother my sleep from the fucking government. Nobody gives a fuck if they think putting a hologram begging with them praying on their knees matters. You're such a fucking joke. You're such a fucking joke. Go pray on your knees with a rosary. You never touched my daughter. Walter. Get off my head. Yeah, right. Look what they're doing now. You're going to get life. Am I right, Nancy Grace? You get no attention. You weren't going to get it then. You don't get it now. The government doesn't try to target for it. Like, you don't get life in prison. You will get life in prison from every family statement. Act like you lie again, bitch, of facilitating murder, kidnapping, and rape of mothers and kids. Soldiers and veterans. Every family statement, I have them all. None of us want you. None of us want any of you. Act like your dumbass can resort to saying judgmental with a crack mouth. With a rotten mouth. With a fucking whore mouth. Gay member dick sucking mouth. With a hepatitis C mouth. With a rotten heroin addict mouth. Go pick up your trash, Bexar County Sheriff Department. Not a magical city when you're having magical sex that transfers Hep C. Having magical sex that transfers a little two-year-old's retarded, a retarded kid's two-year-old's penis to your mouth when you make out with a prostitute. You're fucking sickly, you son of a bitch. No government facility protecting you. Go do what you do now. Enjoy your mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I don't have to care about Mexicans or Mexico to fight my case and get a lawyer. The fuck I have to care about you? I just needed a dram shop law attorney. My psychiatrist, my security clearance, my documentation, my police report, my witnesses, my staff sergeant, my injury, my surgery papers, my vision test. You know, all of that I have now. You know, you're stupid. Pictures as proof before, during, and after. In an accident at 35 miles an hour checking my blind spot is what they retaliate over. Meanwhile, Mexico's on the news. Look, they fucked another baby. Oh my God, go retaliate on them because you can't touch an American soldier. A single mommy who was in the army at the time, who had just joined the army. Nobody gives a fuck how you feel that you try to retaliate before somebody could do a proper appeal. Claiming anything. The fact you claim anything when it's failed to yield the right away. And then somebody tried to help you by erasing it, you really, really just can't erase it. And in erasing it, they got arrogant. In erasing intoxication, they got arrogant. And in erasing the family on the news saying he had it coming, they got arrogant. They got arrogant, 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 and trying to murder. Retaliate like they deserve to, like they were doing in a bar and they should have been in prison. Negligent security. You don't get anything. Do you get that? Go to the wrongful conviction of Bexar County. Go to their exoneration list. Go to Benavidez. That's your people. Because you don't get anything, any attention, anything from me. You want to know side conversations of the army? You want to know their conversations, what they talk about? Go ask them. Never try to take advantage of a female veteran to think you get them. Why don't you post all your side conversations at cops when it's time for you to set up the murder of the military? Side conversations with cops. When you talk about the military and law enforcement, and I'm a security guard and I'm a veteran. Go tell your side conversation. Go tell your side conversations about your fucking prostitutes. Go tell your side conversations about your fucking autistic kids. Go tell your side conversation and once your prostitute gets off an autistic kid and then gets on your face. Go tell your side conversation. Go tell how you're bilingual. I'll find out who stole my VAID, who dropped my benefits, federal charges. I'll find out who thought they were going to steal my VA information while I was in the military, while I was in prison, federal charges. I'll find out what hustle you thought you could have and you'll never have a hustle off a woman. I'll find out how you thought you were and by the end that now you think you can make up lies claiming things were different. They're not. Everything is what I say it is, how I say it happened. You were never wanted. You were never needed. You're never going to be wanted in any woman's wrongful conviction, false imprisonment, anything that men get, women deserve it too. But you don't get to manipulate the whole prison system, the whole system of anything to think that you're going to manipulate things. What they try to do is kill, claiming murder. No, now, everything I said is true. You wouldn't be able to know me a day in your life, or any woman, especially of mental health, of rape, of human trafficking. You couldn't manipulate the mind. So what they do is they set them all up to be targeted, to be shamed to death, to be think they forced to God, to think that it's going to be okay to kill themselves, to try to look crazy, to try to look stupid, to force them in nursing homes, to force them to suicide, to force medical and mental disabilities, to try to force Tourette's, to try to force pica, to try to force anything they can to manipulate their minds. Because from compared to a men's prison, when it's your sisters, they want to call them a snitch. Because you're trashy-ass people that manipulate the mind of women. You cannot manipulate my mind, bitch. You can't figure that out. Act like you have mass suicide of women because you fucking have the audacity, motherfuckers, to call somebody a snitch. And I don't have to worry. There's nothing to snitch on. And how many women have you killed that way? Because, you know, crack whore prostitutes don't get money. And crack whore dykes, you wish you were wanted. You're not even a whore because nobody wants you. You ricochet back and forth to everybody who don't want you. You get pushed back to your mommy and daddy. You're not a hustler. You're not a gang member. You're a fucking cheesy-ass, trashy-ass, cheaply made gutter rat rapist. Try to act like you said a mass suicide of the wrongfully convicted of any woman, black, white, biracial. Force human trafficking of them. You know, manipulate their minds for years, gossiping for crack whore prostitutes from the beginning to the end. And then try to force them to, and then when I try to teach them anything, tell me to shut the fuck up. Act like I am not telling the truth, like it can't date back how many women you've killed, how many sisters have committed suicide, and how many realizations it's going to take for people to be like, oh, so that's what happened to her. So that's how she fell. So that's what was true. So that's what this means. And you motherfucking cops involved, other than mine, wish you could call somebody a fucking snitch or a whore, because those words don't work with me, you stupid, simple-minded son of a bitch. Act like you've ever been seen in public again. Like, things are already sent out everywhere, and I've sent it to as many exoneration places as I can. And act like they can't say, okay, so that's what happened to my black sister. She killed herself from the justice. She's wrongfully convicted, and they call her a snitch. So that's what happened to my daughter that year. She got kidnapped, because the justice. That's what happened to my white daughter. She was innocent in prison. She got in for it, but they still made her commit suicide. That's what happened to my biracial child, because they're helping crack whore prostitutes, and they try to set up everybody else for the people who complain so fucking much. And of course, it's not us. So that's why she committed suicide. So that's why she was kidnapped. That's why she was forced into human trafficking. That's why when she drank water, she fell asleep and was sedated to be raped, targeted that way. I'm what I am, but you know what I am on your business. But I'm not a drug addict, alcoholic, prostitute, drug dealer, gay member, human trafficker. They try to force me on all of that, exploiting and degradingly taking advantage of the movie Brothers Keeper. Because you try to force me into human trafficking. In prison, I wasn't in on any drug. I tapered myself off on meds. And you tried to force me on every fucking drug targeted. To feel everything targeted. Electroshock, to be devoid of all emotion, to be murdered to death because I don't have to shut the fuck up. And again, you tried to force me, though I am not what you claim. So I'm not worried in Bexar County. I'm military, so you can't ever claim me anything based on your fucking race. I have no heritage of yours. I don't even want to fucking hear it. I don't even want to fucking hear it. I'm not, if I'm from another county, you don't tell me what the fuck to do, feel, think, want, need, love, touch. You don't even get to do that to kids, technically. Because they're not going to touch themselves for you, cops. How many of you are going to prison for raping children now because of me, you son of a bitch? Because you're trying to make me look like something I'm not. I'm just not that. I've had substance abuse dealing with mental health. But when I have no mental health, you're not wanted. And I'm not that. You got caught doing everything, acting like you teach it up like a lesson, and then you start targeting me to kill me like you forced me on everything. Online, tango, my pullover, three cars, cocaine. Oh my God, it was a security agency. Let me get that post, which one gets sued. Oh my God, this post, which one was going to happen, gets sued. I'm a prostitute, insecurity, what agency was that? I'm a rape victim, I have advocates, gets sued. Threat to society, I never was, never been, no investigation. I was at home, no witnesses called. I don't have to lie. I have roommates, he wasn't even asked to. Obstruction of justice, you've done so long thinking you deserve it. And from prison, your corrections, your pedophiles, your murderers, your human traffickers. And not only did you target the women's side, you targeted the men because of so-called women. Go get murdered, bitch. I have friends that are military. None of you hood rats turn and get associations to my daughter. Where you get associations to my daughter? Bitch, I'm grown. They're not grown. Well, what the fuck about you is wanted in conversation? So I said, is Jody dead? The bitch thinks she charged people up with her fucking eyes and she's 100 pounds. Thinking she... Bitch, you'll get shot in the fucking head. Think you walk around in circles acting like you killed somebody when nothing affects me. You have no idea. Nothing affects me. So you look stupid in doing it because now I know what you think you are. And you're going to go to jail the rest of your fucking life because I don't want to know you. Faggots threatening to rape, try to force people to eat their vagina. Hepatitis C sluts thinking they have horny spells and coochie spells. That's how stupid they are. And they set up the trafficking of all your kids of all different races and countries. And a fucking gang member prostitute. I wouldn't want to know you a day in this life. I don't give a fuck what officer you fucking. Nobody else does either. Not even Veteran Property Service. Act like you have somebody targeted to be forced into human trafficking. Into human trafficking. Veteran into human trafficking for correction from the government. Cops, corrections, and training. When no means no, and that's from kids of all kinds, even autistic kids hitting themselves in the head or crying, or since they were young, grew up in San Antonio and have been a sexually made autistic child their whole life. The way they like them, though. You know, they like them that way. They like to, you know, I think they show them magic trick. You know, think they play with their kids. Exploit their kids to be raped. You don't have sex with them. You have no game in this world. I know it all. I know it all. And it gets old real quick. It's hard to burst your bubble, but when you go to prison, you don't become an aggravated offense. If you don't fuck me, I'm going to kill you, and then I'm a healer. A heroin addict, junkie, hepatitis C. I know coochie spells and horny spells and calming spells. None of it's true. None of it's real. None of it works. I know how to tell your future. Look, I'm special. Dumb motherfuckers. Look, they drink my sexy coffee with tampon juice from my sister and cry. Look, this book says this. Look at this voodoo book. Look at this voodoo book. If I kill you here, touch you there, fuck you there, and kidnap your kids, then God's going to love me. I wear my rosary and I sleep under a cross of Christ. Let me see Bear County do a human trafficking campaign. Go cure the world. They'll say, I'll cure you with my pussy farts. You are the raunchiest shit to have lived this earth. To live this earth to take advantage of me. I wasn't worried. I don't care about any of your fucking dykes. Any of your criminals. You are never gonna touch me. Ever stalk my family, son of a bitch? Because you couldn't ask me to be your friend on Facebook. Get off my Facebook, you fucking slob. You fucking are stupid. You don't toughen people up when people know what you are. You aren't tough. You toughen people up. for the life of man, people know more things and you really don't tough people up. Then I know people who know more things. I've known people who know more things. You're so stupid in this fucking world. Go act like you have a human trafficking campaign. I want to see who stands up for you. You know, like Joe Gonzalez trying to stand up at NVOP for conviction integrity intake. Quit targeting me. Bear County ain't old shit. There's no image of Blue Bonnet Palace. Bitch, you don't show up for a legal question of a case that's not yours. Nothing happens to me or my daughter ever since then. It's not your case. It's not your case. You're trash reported 4 years ago. Bitch, you're too ugly to live in this world. You don't fit in normal society. None of your crack whores reported belong in normal society. They never have. Fuck with my life, bitch. Then thinking you'd do somebody else's case while trying to kill somebody in somebody else's case from another county. You don't teach no lessons, bitch. It was never your case. You don't show up to my fucking work. I like you're reacting, you dumb hoe. Not a fucking one of you. You don't get a conversation in Hernandez's either. You're not owed a conversation in San Antonio. You are going to never say homicide again. Because they wish they could get a smile on their face. They look fucking dumb. You'll get charges from everyone and go to prison for life. Stalking charges. Deportable crime charges. Like you should have gotten in the first place. Acting like you're smiling. Bitch, you dumb bitch. The person probably that killed you fucking went to your fucking dumb funeral. Bitch, you aren't smiling. I know people better than you know people. Bitch, you're fucking dummy. Dummies fighting dummies. Trying to blame a third party. Not even know what a third party is. You're not meant to know. Are you stupid? Get off my head. How many years? Get life in prison. You're not from, they're from Lubbock. Bear County got to say so and shit. You can't change a venue. Shut the fuck up. Change all your venues to the people who eat baby penises. Change a venue to the Salem 4 who fuck kids. Change a venue to all your wrongful conviction. Change a venue to every soldier you kill. Change a venue to all your cases to somewhere where they don't give a fuck that you're Mexican or what the fuck you studied because they all get life in prison. You don't get to touch me. Quit targeting me from the government. How many years has it been? Prolonged torture would not still force me to be brainwashed to want to have sex with you. At all. How far they go whenever they're not wanted. Exposed. Turned in. For the ugliest, trashiest people to live this earth when a whole set of them yesterday were on the news going to jail. You're not special people. You don't make example. You don't associate to my life. It moves all the way the fuck on like it did before and I could prove it. There's nothing similar in any of us. Nobody cares what the fuck they would make up in life. Of course they would. They're not wanted. They would look desperate. And then again, get charged. Because you don't make up shit about me from any agency because then it reflects that agency. You get fucking charges. And I'm a veteran. It affects the veteran affairs. I'm a veteran. It affects my privacy rights. I'm a veteran. You couldn't even exploit it in a way that's not even true because you're the trash. Get charges on charges on charges on charges on charges. Go to prison. You're so fucking ugly. They're ugly people. No matter what the fuck you look like. They didn't give a fuck about the Oklahoma cop who got charged. You're not special from Bear County. Nothing started with you. Nothing ends with you. It's all a lie. Made up in your head. That you're somebody or something special or beautiful. You're the laughing stock of the whole fucking world. Nobody would have sex with you. It's made up in your fucking head. You don't control any veteran either. Go to prison, you fucking sex offender. Sex offender. Get off my fucking head. What? Why am I ex-wife for the veteran? I don't talk to hood rats. Trying to force human trafficking, you're a disgrace. I'm not even a hood rat anyways, and I don't talk to hood rats. I'm not a prostitute. I don't have sex for money. I don't have sex for money. You don't teach lessons and think you shame anybody from Lubbock County. I've changed many things, many people everywhere. And they know I'm not a prostitute. You don't teach lessons, bitch. You go to fucking prison. You have no lessons to teach, no friendship to offer. You have nothing about you to offer. You give no advice. You teach no lessons. You give no orders. You get the fuck out of somebody's life. You get the fuck out as fast as you went in. You know somebody. You met him once or twice. Literally, be real. You're not meant to know me. Be real. Be real. There's not a memory of you needed. Be real. There's none. There's fucking none. Absolutely none. None. Get off my head. Shut the fuck up. Know me my whole life. You wish you could target, they don't get money. You don't get VA benefits. Somebody who's worth her VA benefit. You don't get to borrow money or ask for favors. Quit targeting me because it's not an issue. You get charges. You get charges. I've already called Lubbock and district attorney. I deserve to go to sue for my rights. Like anybody else, you were never meant to know. Targeting me, you were never meant to know. My podcast is private. Proper counsel from the beginning. Completely different how it started versus what they try to force it at the end and make it about them like they did in prison, lying about everything from one conversation. And out here, no association. That's how pathetic they are off of gossip for crackheads. Wanting to seem scary, wanted, needed, like, fearful, and still fear in children, too, and you don't. And mothers, and you don't. Soldiers, you don't. Veterans, you don't. It will never happen again, and that's why I'm here and make sure. It will never happen again, and I might not be much to you, but a gang member suing TDCJ ain't much to anyone. I might not be much to you, Sheriff Salazar, but fuck you. Nobody thinks of you. I'm no one to kill, either, and I don't think of you, either. Go to your crackheads, like I said, it can all be proven on recorded phone lines that I don't think you're not afraid of my recorded phone calls being checked versus all your people. All of them. You'll look like the dumbest person to have lived this earth. Correction, you're not superstars. I deserve a lawsuit and I can get with an attorney. You are not shit because you got turned in because you're a crack horse who blows a dick for a cop. You don't even have said that any thing about me and any cops from my county. You're lying. You don't disgrace me or disrespect me at all. To claim I'm a manipulator, they didn't even know I was at home on the computer. They didn't know other things that I am a victim of, my condition, my emergency condition, my medical condition, my mental condition, how I had a head injury, how I had just had surgery and staples, and the Hernandezes aren't old shit. I don't owe you shit, motherfucker. I don't need your fucking permission to fight my case. Who the fuck you think you are? Government trying to target like I owe them a fucking answer. I don't owe you an answer. I don't have to ask you for shit. I failed to yield the right of way. Any lawsuit is a violation of my rights. And you're supposed to be in jail anyway. Nothing's from you, you dumb fuck. I'm a third party, nowhere associated to the criminal activity of you in a bar. I don't need your permission. You need permission to be around me. Check with your district attorney first. I have so many advocates to prove it. So many different kinds. So many different kinds. And you're from Mexico, so many different kinds. And that goes for many, many other soldiers. And my daughter. For reasons that were never brought up. And I will get an attorney. Because you don't instill fear in no one. You don't chase a mommy, veteran, and child who didn't understand why these kinds of people chase soldiers. I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to tell my attorney. So you wish that you could try to manipulate a case where me and my daughter were chased by Mexicans in a store where there's no security also. Where me and my staff sergeant were jumped by a whole family of Mexicans. Well, more happened to more soldiers, and we didn't have an advocate. We don't have legal in our unit like they have in the Air Force, like an Air Force soldier I talked to. We didn't have any of that. I'm from a small town, from a small unit. I wouldn't even known how to think about putting it all together until I was targeted. So don't ever come near me. Don't come near me. Go look for the people you fought in a bar, because Tom Brummett, they didn't even go to jail. What if it was them? Because we don't know who, I wouldn't know who it was. They started chasing me and my daughter in the store screaming Spanish. I have pictures of where it happened. And I know the government, so I know I'm not lying and I don't have to lie about anything. Because you will be able to see it. Me and my staff sergeant, I went to go find a cop and I went to the hospital. I got kicked in the head. I had just had staples in my stomach cut open hip to hip. An ovary removed and a cyst as big as a melon. I was in that condition. So don't ever, ever, ever try to take advantage of a mommy and child. You're not meant to know us. Go to jail. Stop targeting me. When I find Sergeant Escobar, get life. From Alex, get life. From Walter, get life. From his price, obsession charges, get life. All these crack whores who never met me, who claim anything for my daughter, get life. Not meant to know me, get life. Nobody gives a fuck what you are, whore. I have proper friends. I mean proper association. And places you would never be wanted. You get the fuck away from me. For more children, all my daughter's friends, her beautiful friends, get life. Their mothers, get life. Single dads, get life. The obsessions that people get with people. For more soldiers, get life. Changing teachers, giving out information, get life. Obsessed with the uniform, get life. Not gay, get life. For my family, get life. For my ex-boyfriend, get life. For American GI Form, get life. From every military resource you'll never be able to be wanted in, get life. From the VA, get life. Every military housing, get life. Every vehicle, get life. Every security agency, get life. You're an embarrassment, not me, because they've been to prison before for another victim. And there's more victims threatening rape, get life. That's embarrassing, you all are. Throughout your life, that you go unreported and undocumented sex offenders. That's how embarrassing it gets. You better start fucking writing up them to be fucking sex offenders. I want nothing to do with them. Get life. Sex trafficking of kids on recorded phone lines. Get life. You're not wanted. You're not special. Correction, get your sloppy ass. Fall so far away from me for the rest of your life. You and your crew of sluts will never be wanted versus my people. Get life. Same with Bexar County Jail. Same with Bexar County Sheriff's Department. Get life. See how easy that is? Go away. Get life. You're not that. That's an embarrassment in that. You're not that. You're never going to be that. And you don't scare anybody targeting because you don't control my case. You can't even blame shit, motherfuckers. Every way they target, try to make these people seem hard. You look so fucking funny and I'm a woman. You bully no one. You're such a pathetic looking person. Get life. The things they have to exaggerate to do for you to make you look like versus what you really look like. Get life. And that's what the government does when they're not wanted, exposed, turned in. They try to target you in a way that they think they retaliate, and they're not even handsome, so they try to target them to seem handsome, to seem arrogant, to seem confident. And they are some of the lowlifes with the most depressing personalities. That when you realize how they take advantage of women, it's such an embarrassment that the government tries to kill you to cover it up. And they have to alter every image of what they really look like, what they really act like, confidence, arrogance that they really don't have. They couldn't have with someone young like me and the kind of people I talk to. So it's an embarrassment that you live and you've looked like that your whole life. Get life. Get charges. You could never be arrogant and comfortable on somebody else's shit. Motherfucker, you look dumb your whole life. Don't target me. I owe nobody anything. Nobody was owed to stay in my fucking apartment. You couldn't stay in Alex's. You couldn't stay in Tasha's. You couldn't stay any soldiers. You couldn't stay in my ex-boyfriend's. You couldn't stay in my friend, Kareem. You couldn't stay in his apartment. You couldn't stay in there. You know, Bexar County is an old shit. You're an embarrassment, bitch. You didn't give me shit, you dumb bitch. You're an embarrassment to everything in society. You didn't give Damian Daniels his house either. The first words out of Sean's mouth. I mean, don't teach lessons for calling the cops. There's no such thing as telling us to grow up. He was deployed. Of course he's grown up. You don't tell me to grow up, motherfucker. A day in your life, I know everything that they do. You're such disgusting people. You're disgusting people from Bexar County. You're disgusting, and then when you try to play victim, it's a joke. Get the fuck off my head. Nobody wants your trash. They can never get comfortable in somebody else's shit. Somebody else's family, they're not wanted. You can wish you had a God to wish that on me. You wish you had a God to wish shit on military. You wish you had a God in a government facility to wish it on mass military resources. For crackheads. You wish you controlled something. Act like you're so corrupt, like you have enough money to pay off a government facility to do what you do. The amount of times you do what you do and how you do it. Like you're really, you just got it made in this world, like you're king of the universe. Like you run the whole fucking state and the whole fucking United States military. Like you run all their families, you run all their homes, you run all the resources, you run the VA. Is that what you do? For your trashy criminals? Nobody gives a fuck you do your trashy Mexican gang member shit. You can't do shit to us. You scare no one. You instill fear no one. You make fun of no one. You do shit nothing to us to laugh at anything, to exploit us. The same things that they try to do from the government, just, you know, the way they use technology. You know, my house isn't haunted, motherfucker. But you're deviated. There's shit you do that make, you know, you couldn't go to California and tell them to grow up. You couldn't go to Georgia and tell them to grow up. You couldn't go to New York and tell them to grow up. You couldn't go to Austin, Texas and tell them to grow up. You couldn't go to Lubbock, Texas and tell them to grow up. You couldn't go to Midland. You couldn't go to Dallas. You couldn't go to Houston. You could probably go to Mexico. You could probably go to the whorehouse in Mexico. You could probably go to, let me think. I don't know, but you can't go many places and tell a motherfucker soul to grow up. I know that for a fact. So what you, yeah, right. So what you do is leave me the fuck alone. You're such a pathetic waste of space. And you know what the fucking justice system does and know what's true, what's not, to keep trying. My ex-boyfriend's Walter. No, he was in prison for 10 years once upon a time. He would say you're full of shit. That's why I got a character when they saved me from a military prison. Because you're so full of shit. Get life in prison trying to kill a mom. You see how easy it is? You're not wanted. I don't date Mexicans. I'm not from Mexico. I'm not Mexican. Yeah, right. Mexican mafia. Shut the fuck up. Nobody gives a fuck who the fuck thinks they're Mexican mafia. Especially when you come from a women's prison full of slop. Nobody wants a hero. That's not a woman. I'm a woman. I'm not shit to you. You're sickening. Nobody's scared of you. Even half their cops look stupid. They kind of look stupid. I was with Walter to the very end. Little that they knew. No one needed to know my business. So I have character witness statement, dumbass. And you bring one off no one in a prison. Go talk to the black girl who's marking out famous people's faces in magazines. Go talk to the girl that opens the magazine and with technology starts cutting you. Go. You have nothing from me. There's nothing for Bexar County. My case is from Lubbock County. Your Mexicans were fighting Mexicans beat up by Mexicans. Now go find them because I'm a third party. It's not associated shit about you, and I will have a victim advocate and proper defense. See how that works? See how that works? You dumbass. Nobody cares if they're Mexican gang members or they're not, because in a society, you know what? You all go to jail anyway. When there's security that's not negligent, you all go to jail. Nobody gets what? Whatever you claim, go claim your set in prison. You're set. Go claim it. Go claim it in prison. Go claim it together. Go hug in the closet. Go read a Bible. Go kumbaya. Who gives a fuck? Nobody gives a fuck about any kind of affiliation to gangs. And I'm not a ghetto hood rat, you son of a bitch. I'm not a sick one. I'm not a deviated one. I don't give a fuck about your people. I wouldn't. You couldn't go. Go try to act like you have another veteran approach. Of course, they're the dumbest people in the world. They're from jail and prison. They're your people? Of course they are. I'm not from jail or prison. There's no luckily. Get the fuck out of here with their dirty ass. That's why I'm a security guard. How about luckily you ever approach me again, you go back to prison, bitch. And get stalking charges if you ever claim you ever saw me or knew me. Because the way that it's documented, not a motherfucker like you could ever approach me. And that's for the rest of your life. Because you think you get obsessive making shit up like you matter. You don't matter to normal society. You can't even watch a... These people are so fucking sickly, psychosexual, deviated, disgusting. Do I care how you feel? I'll never see you again. The truth is out there, so the truth is known. You're fucking sick in the head. I'm my mom's only daughter to ever think you have violated me or my child. You don't deserve to know us for a bunch of crack whore prostitutes. You're not meant to know me, bitch. There ain't nothing about your association worth fucking knowing. You're from a fucking prison, bitch. Where the fuck you came, go back there. You're not meant to know me to ever fuck with me, any fucking body. Because who the fuck do you think you are versus me, an innocent mom and child? Who the fuck do you think you are? Of course they don't fit in with me. I'm not your people. Of course I don't give a fuck about your race if I have a daughter of another race. Of course you can't know my family. They're veterans. They're military. You can't know any of us. Simple as that. You see how that works? See how real society works? No means no. Go to jail. I don't want to know you. I'm not your race. I'm not your people. Go to your race or go to your people. I'm not gang affiliated. I'm not anything to you. I don't have to remember the past. I have no past. See how that works in real society? For me, I'm not in any of your business. And it does work just like that for me. Can you ask why? Nope, go to jail. Can't get obsessed with somebody else. Get obsessed with yourself. Get the fuck away from me. Years you've targeted. Years I have reported. Years I have everything. Pictures I have everything from before. Targeting to force somebody to like you. You think you retaliate. Shut the fuck up and go eat a horse's dick. Nobody would have sex with you. Nobody retaliates whenever you get turned in and exposed. You weren't even wanted. All that happened, you got posted on the internet and the government is a target for you. You know what happened. I don't need to know those people. I don't give a fuck. I don't have to give a fuck. I'm young. They have a fuck with me or my daughter. Nothing about me gets ruined to think that I'm going to find you attractive. That's the most disgusting thing you could ever do to a woman. And that's what they do in prison. They start ripping them up. They start brainwashing them. They start targeting them. They start getting them scared to manipulate them for sex, to make them think this, to make them feel that, to make them drink this or drink that, to manipulate with gossip and then use God, and then try to preach and force them to human trafficking. You tried to do everything to me. It didn't work. You tried it again. It's not going to work. There's no how does it feel, because I'm not that. And I speak for thousands of people. All other races but Mexicans. Go away. I'm not Mexican, so that shouldn't matter. I was in the military. End of story. Doesn't matter. I don't speak for crack whores. It doesn't matter. You're so pathetic in every fucking thing you are. I don't give a fuck about the justice system. You don't own anything but your fucking sloppy uniform. I've already seen you in public. It's not much to see. You go to jail just like everybody else. And I can prove that. Acting like you're special, you're not special. You go to jail like everybody else. You own no one. Stay the fuck away from me. And for you who thought you could fuck with me and make me look like this or that, I'm not acting like some 10 feet tall military. You know what? I'm acting like somebody you don't fucking touch. Look at that gang member acting 10 feet tall trying to sue you. I'm still a mom you can't touch and my child, you son of a bitch. I don't have to be 10 feet tall. I don't have to be scared of you either. When you know people can prove everything, find the resources to prove it, you shouldn't have fucked with them. I mean, as simple as that. And I'm the only one you took advantage of. You know, military know what to do. Military families know what to do. I mean, we grow up that way. No matter what you try to pick on, what I need you to do is leave me the fuck alone. I have proof in everything. You own nothing. You own absolutely nothing. You think you got a 10 feet tall Mexican gang member thinking they sued prison. Like they were almost murdered. You wish, son of a bitch. Bexar County has something to teach by trying to kill a veteran. And I'm the only one that could sue them. I'm the only one. You people wish you could sue a fucking institution of the fucking TDCJ when you're in there, the dumbest shit to live this earth. Coming from a city where you kill military. Yeah, why is it military minded? There's no such thing as military minded. People who never grew up with their fucking military friends at all. At all. You don't try to embarrass me, shame me, you're embarrassing. I don't have to be 10 feet tall. You're going to exploit me? I'm a woman? Of course you'll try. That's a move of a coward. Only cowards do that. I'm not a coward when I expose you. But I don't get exploited as a woman, and my child don't get exploited. My friends, her friends, soldiers, veterans, it ain't snitching because you own none of us, and they'll all press charges claiming it. All of them. Well aware now. You own no one. Shut the fuck up. You don't set up murders. Yeah, right. You wish crack whores could claim my family or any soldiers or any references while you thought you were trying to claim for TDCJ trying to put Illuminati sluts on Google. You wish you could claim anybody's job from American GI Form, any attempted suicides, anybody who almost killed, attacked, anybody's ruining family endeavors, anybody in the VA, anybody in military resource or a security agency losing contracts and jobs. While the government's trying to think they're funny, posting Illuminati sluts on Google. For trashy Bexar County and TDC. Hey, there's no how does it feel because you're still stupid. You'll get prison now. And they've all been on police reports, protection orders, and a breach of contract. Had that been investigated, them turned in, nothing would have happened. I'd been at work just perfect because you don't instill fear. You don't do anything. They don't threaten children. See how easy that is? Sex offender, pedophile, sex trafficking female. That's what they are. That's only what they are. You don't fuck with my job. Because, you know, these are the people who get obsessed with people, who think about people. I want to be left the fuck alone. I don't care about separating myself because I don't care if you call me a punk. You call me this because that's only the words of children. I separate myself because you never met me. I don't care what you think. I go to SEG. I know how to do my time, only my time, because I only have one number. I only had one number to do. I don't carry your baggage. I have my own. You're just sluts. You're not Illuminati anything. You'll go to prison for the rest of your life. Nope, you'll go to prison the rest of your life. Imagine Aphrodite Jones with these sluts thought they were their whole life. That includes Lisa Huerta. Bitch, you are shit to my daughter. I talked to the Roy Sound. You are shit to HPD. You're stupid. And cause correction sleep with them. I don't give a fuck about you. Seen you in public. Go to jail, motherfucker, threatening my daughter. You aren't associated to any little girls. You know you're a pedophile. Maybe you're human trafficking buddies, all the little girls who send them out to go kidnap. I seen everything that happened. That's exactly what happened. You sent them out to go kidnap kids. You're not special, bitch. Not a thing that happened is because of you. At corrections, go to jail, motherfucker. Stay in prison because I hear you go to prison. Go to prison. You'll scare anybody. You're not gang-stalking any cities. Everybody knows who you are now. You're not gang-stalking any of their females, any of their kids, anybody. Stay with your sluts. That's posted on Google. Wait till they go in and out of prison where you can fuck the psychology out their fucking mouth. Because they lack none and they have none. They'll never get it. It's long gone. I still don't want to know you. I'll still press charges. You're nobody. My life doesn't go to you, bitch, because you try to think, the government try to think they affect my life. My life don't go to you. The fuck you think you are? Yeah, right. What? You couldn't even think you shame me somehow to try to sleep with them. They're, you're lying. Try to think someone shamed me somewhere. Make a song. I'll write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck. Still a picture. Still a word. Oh, yeah, right. Nope. I'm not Mexican and I don't need you. The fuck you think I need Mexicans? I was in the military at the time. I don't fucking need Mexicans. I have statements from soldiers. There was no way in this earth I would need you. There's not a motherfucking person who ever trained psyops in their whole life. That's because I'll go back to my books. There's not a person. Go watch 60 Days in Jail. She's a youth, and she said, I don't give a fuck. A youth advocate. She got put in jail for 6 days. Go, you don't know me. You don't alter my personality and make me seem like something I'm not. I don't need Mexicans. I don't need Mexico. The fuck you came from? Go tell all the cops of Lubbock County. I'm not Mexican. I'm not from Mexico. You couldn't go approach my cousin in the army. You couldn't approach my brother if he's a veteran. You couldn't approach my father. You couldn't approach my family at all. Any of them. None of them. At all. Yeah, right. None of them. You couldn't approach a fucking soul. Acting like I need you, like you're something special. You're something special. Try to wish shit on people using your trash ass Mexican shit. I've never seen that shit a day in my life. I don't want to know it. You take advantage of people. Stay away from me. You couldn't talk to any of us. There's not a soul of us you could talk to. You're stupid looking, still trying to revert to thinking they're needed. You're not fucking needed. You're going to touch me either. You stupid son of a bitch, nor a fag. Try to act like you got some grown words to say. Bitch, go eat dick. You don't talk grown in society. You're not a grown up. And corrections barely is. And you can say that's prison because you wish you could say that. Because nothing happened the way anything that'll come out your fucking mouth. And I know that, so it keeps stays documented. It was documented the whole time I was in prison for your information. So you couldn't have lied a day in your life anyway. None of you are important. None of you are needed. None of you are special. None of you are in books. None of you are in movies. None of you are famous. Every time they think they roll around in dirt and do this shit, they always roll around back to dirt. You'll stay in dirt now for the rest of your life. Than a fucking soul. And I don't need to talk to the Hernandez family. Are you fucking stupid? They're from Mexico. There's not a soul of the Hernandezes I need to talk to. I'm a veteran. You're not a soul. I'm not a soldier because you failed to yield the right of way. Yeah, I highly doubt that. Go tell Pensacola, Florida that I'm not a veteran because they gave me an honorable discharge. I'm not a veteran because you failed to yield the right of way, grossly negligent from a bar that wasn't investigated, where you fought your own people and your own people didn't go to jail. And they probably showed up to your funeral. Act like you're going to tell them that and I don't deserve my honorable discharge as a third party who didn't see anything looking both ways, because of course I didn't. I get VA benefits since 2009. Just like documented in the VA stemming from the arm. Not you. Because you don't control my VA benefits either. And not from your fucking gross negligence. People die all the time. People get exonerated for murders. Go try to claim them too. It says one flaw in a conviction. I wasn't intoxicated at all. There's more going on. It's none of your business. You were never owed an explanation. Had me targeted once you couldn't kill me. Then think that you were owed information. Based on the information you thought you were giving, you made a move. And you made the wrong move over and over again. Never make assumptions on anything you're told, especially when you know somebody's targeted. Never make assumptions because of who you are versus who you don't know. You're so fucking ignorant, and your ignorance is well known now all over the fucking world. Quit targeting me. I feel like you're owed a bar to show up to. I don't need no correction. I'll never see you again in my life. Never did. In 4 years gone, you couldn't try to set me up to be murdered in Bexar County either. Everything's documented. Everything's pictured. Everything's recorded. There's no, how does it feel? Because you try to do it based on lies. Now all the lies have been exposed. Because there's no lies. You're thinking you exposed for me when I was at home on MySpace. And I owe you no explanations. No one does in their case. It's illegal. It's an obstruction of justice. Planned to murder and lie. Like you deserve revenge in a case where I didn't cause an accident. And you wanted to no matter what the fuck you try to program, they said this, they heard that, they said this, they said that. It's a lie. There's no, how does that feel? The Hernandezes couldn't tell me that a day in their fucking life. You couldn't tell a fucking soldier. You couldn't tell a soldier at all. Go back to the bar where you fight people and it's still a lawsuit. Bear County is an old shit, son of a bitch. You're so sorry as people. You're barely old shit in many air cases. Go try to go worry about your exonerations of fucking kids and eating kids' penises. Mike, the car is going 35 miles an hour checking my blind spot. And that's where it ends. Because I was at home. You don't fucking touch me. You look like an embarrassment. You're an embarrassment. You son of a bitch, you think you're funny. Who the fuck thinks they're funny? Because I'm going to start writing different organizations and in Lubbock too. Son of a bitch. Corrections will never see me again. You're not old shit like you weren't old revenge lying about a murder that never happened. That's why you murdered yourself. With a fucking needle. Stop targeting me. Nothing's about them and I have proof. Shut the fuck up. My daughter. Nobody owes you shit. There's no most anticipated anything because there wasn't no most anticipated revenge for a homicide that never happened. I recorded my daughter saying the manipulation of charges. There's no games, bitch. There's no, how does that feel? Because you wish somebody felt for you in retaliation in a no-fault accident. In any case where the people haven't even put it in their appeal yet. Are you stupid? In a case that never went to trial by jury with no witnesses and no cops. Like it wasn't going to be appealed? Like, yeah, that didn't cross their stupid mind? Nobody owes you, motherfucker. You better get the fuck out of society. Reporting rape on my... I'm writing wherever the fuck I want to write. Nobody told you to fucking jump because you got a blowjob to do it. Because you look as stupid as the one blowing your dick. That's what you look. You look as stupid. Me and my daughter don't get exploited. There's no lesson you taught, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to fucking shame your conviction integrity unit. Oh, you don't have to. There's a prostitute fucking their own race in it. Acting like you have something to fucking prove. Shut the fuck up. Not your case. There's no most anything. None of that is what's being recorded. You're targeting to make yourself thought of, needed, wanted, like. Explain. Everybody knows the reasons why what everything's happening. So nobody's worried about what the fuck you think you would feel that you think you're trying to explain what is happening. Because everybody's known from the very beginning, so you're lying. You're stupid. What? Get away from me and my daughter. What? You think that you're playing a fucking game, bitch? I don't give a fuck about the Hernandezes. You're gonna go to jail, motherfucker, all of you. I have enough information to get you all deported. Your whole fucking family. I have enough documented to get your whole fucking family deported. You act like you motherfuckers from Mexico can act however the fuck you want here. Because they act however the fuck they wanted in a bar and then go to fucking jail. They belong in fucking jail. People like them don't do what the fuck they want. They belong in fucking jail. What?